And let's take a break from impeachment and spend a few minutes on sports, starting with the 2020 Baseball Hall of Fame class, which was announced this week. And former New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter was elected in his first year of eligibility. Here's his reaction.
Everyone told me it was a foregone conclusion. I didn't buy it. So it was not a relaxing day. There was a lot of anxiety. I was nervous.
Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Well, I guess he shouldn't have been nervous about that.
Yeah, he really shouldn't have been. I mean, Derek Jeter, I guess, is a guy who doesn't believe in stats because he deserved to get in. I just liken it to a lot of people are nervous before their wedding days. It's, I suppose, some percentage of grooms and brides are jilted at the altar. But this was a foregone conclusion. But what that quote shows you is that Derek Jeter is always saying the right thing. You don't want to say, oh, yeah, I assume this would happen. And you don't want to say, I take it for granted. So that's one reason. Mostly it's the on-field prowess. But him just being such a perfect embodiment of what you want a baseball player to be, that's another main reason why he got into the Hall of Fame so easily.
You think this is like a scientist waiting to find out about the Nobel Prizes at 5 a.m. or the Oscar nominees waiting to find out if they've been nominated?
Yeah, maybe with some Oscar nominees. I'm trying to think of, is there a scientist that, you know, Linus Pauling or someone, Watson and Crick, someone who so clearly deserves it. But I can't think of the equivalent to Derek Jeter, who was obviously going to get in on the first ballot. And the only question was, would he get in unanimously? And the answer is he did not, mostly because there are so many voters and one just has to say, I don't like to be like everyone else. And therefore, Derek Jeter, for some reason, doesn't get in unanimously.
Okay, well, Jeter is sharing the spotlight today in New York, at least, with another of the city's sports icons. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning is retiring after 16 years. What do you make of that news, and what will his legacy be?
I'll answer that, but first I just want to say Larry Walker, because he also got in the Hall of Fame,
right.
And I don't want to Michael Collins him.
Took
you know,
him 10 from... years to get in.
That's right. So he's a Hall of Fame baseball player, noted. Eli Manning, and also by saying Larry Walker, I don't want to make this all New York-centric sports, but let's do it. Eli Manning is retiring. Cynics might say he should have retired a couple years ago. He won two Super Bowls, and in those seasons, he was great. And in almost every other season, he was mediocre to beyond mediocre. He'll be an interesting test case as to will he get into the Hall of Fame. I predict probably, because if you win two Super Bowls and if you have the last name Manning, a Hall of Fame is probably in the offing.
Mike, let's talk about basketball. I know you were watching last night when rookie Zion Williamson made his NBA debut for the New Orleans Pelicans. He was the top draft choice, but he has been injured. What did you see last night?
Yeah, so more every year there's a top draft choice, but I would say this is as highly an anticipated player to come into the NBA in a decade. First quarter, he plays 4 minutes, does almost nothing. Second quarter, plays 4 minutes, does almost nothing. He, like, gets an assist of maybe 2 points. Third quarter, plays 3.5 minutes. So I'm sitting there knowing I'm going to talk to you today and saying, how do I be kind about this? I could caveat it and say, well, you know, it's his first game and we're all a little rusty and let's not expect too much. But then he goes in for the fourth quarter and he hits a three-pointer and he hits a three-pointer. And I'm saying to myself, maybe they should guard him. And he hits a three-pointer and he converts into alley-oop and he hits a three-pointer and he goes crazy in 3.5 minutes. And it is a thrilling debut, and fascinatingly, the Alvin Gentry, the coach of the Pelicans, takes him out of the game. They went from 10 points down to a lead, take Zion out, and of course the Pelicans blow the lead because, you know, Zion's the franchise now after playing 13 minutes or so of NBA basketball.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Mike, and that is college basketball. Earlier this week, there was this really ugly incident at the end of the Kansas-Kansas State game when a fight broke out. Here's how the announcers reacted on ESPN.
That's not good.
This is bad. No good. Oh, this is terrible.
Well, you can tell there that it was bad and terrible
and no good. No good. Yeah.
Ugly. What do you think about what you saw there?
Professional announcers, thank God we have them. Yes. This was a fight that spilled into the stands between Kansas and Kansas State. It was one of these blowout games where a Kansas State player didn't just allow the clock to be dribbled out. He tried pretty foolishly and unsportsmanlike, tried to steal the ball. But then a player on Kansas during the brawl picks up a chair or stool over his head. So, yeah, it's rough. But, you know, I would say tempers flare and suspensions are being given out. Afterwards, in the studio show, ESPN was talking about criminal charges for some of these guys. Come on. It is a basketball game. No one got seriously hurt. Mm-hmm. It's ugly. Agreed. Stipulated. No good. Very bad. Let's pull back and take a breath.
Super Bowl prediction, Mike? 49ers, Chiefs?
You know, weirdly, I think the 49ers are going to win. But that's just me. I would say that everyone looks at what Kansas City has done offensively, and usually the better offensive team, people talk themselves into them being unstoppable. But to me, San Francisco, I think on both sides of the ball, they're the better team. What do I know? I usually get these things wrong.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Should have asked him who's going to win the Iowa caucuses.
But he usually gets these things.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.